I didn't want a dating app. I never understood the appeal because I'd much rather meet a person face to face and not through a screen for the first time. But finding a person that you like and are interested in is hard. Which is why my friends forced me to get a dating app. I wasn't very excited about it in the beginning, but I agreed anyway. In the beginning, the app just sat in my phone, and I looked at it every day wondering if I would ever use it. Then, one day, I convinced myself that I would at least give it a try. I entered my details and tried to be as honest as possible. My friends recommended putting the best pictures I had, and so I did. I chose the ones that I thought made me look interesting and appealing. It felt odd because it made me feel like I was advertising myself like a product. Entering the details and signing up was the first step, but I was still reluctant to see if I could match with people. Sometimes I would open the app, but then close it immediately because I would get scared. But then I remembered for the people on the other side are just people. And I'm good at people. In fact, I'm great at people. I told my friends I was going to go on it and speak to someone, and they cheered me on. I understand why my friends want me to find someone. The entire friend circle has someone, and then there's me. Always the fifth or seventh wheel. They also warned me to not get hurt if I were to be left unread or if someone just stopped speaking to me. Apparently, it was very common on dating apps. Another reason not to join, but I was in too deep. I sat on my couch and took a few deep breaths before opening the dating app. The first person I swiped on, named Samantha, she and I matched. I was shocked. That was quick. I thought it'd be nice to start the conversation, so I sent her a, "Hey." The response came pretty quickly. Samantha seemed nice through conversation. She was an intern in a hospital and was really busy. She said it was just a coincidence that she had her phone in her hand when I texted. I was prepared to be left unread and never to be spoken to because of what my friend said. She left pretty soon because she got busy, but she told me she'd come back, which was the complete opposite of what I was warned for. I was enjoying the process, and so far, it had proved to be fun. Samantha and I continued to talk, but since I was enjoying myself, I thought that I'd speak to more women. I kept matching with people and kept sending messages to them. A lot of them were surprisingly online, and I started talking to multiple women. My friends told me it was normal to talk to multiple people till you found the one. None of them had left me hanging yet. I spoke to Alice, who I really liked, and then there was Nikki. All these women were amazing, but I kept coming back to my original dilemma. How do you know who's being honest and who's not? There was no way to evaluate, but I went with it anyway, because I liked talking to them. The next day, my friend Jordan and I were supposed to be hanging out. "So, Matt, did you find anyone to talk to?" he asked. I nodded. "I spoke to around 5 girls. They were all really nice. I don't know why you guys were making it seem like it was hard." "Wait. What?" Jordan looked shocked, and that confused me. "I spoke to 5 women." 5 women agreed to talk to you? All my life I've been told that I was an attractive guy, and that I was charming, so I didn't understand why Jordan was having such a hard time believing me. And since it was an app, that's all I was being judged on. Yeah. They spoke to you? I nodded once again. I was clearly missing something. Yes. Isn't that how you met Joe?
Yeah. After 1,000,000 tries, and you've already matched with 5 women and spoken to them?
I shrugged because now I thought something was wrong with me. It couldn't be that uncommon. Could it? They seemed to be interested in talking. They like talking, I suppose.
Jordan looked at me, trying to suss out if I was lying. "Show me."
I pulled out my phone and handed it to him. He looked at my conversations and then looked back up to me. "Told you."
"What did you say?"
I still wasn't understanding why I was being questioned, but I decided to indulge him. "Just general conversation."
He hummed. "Let me know how it goes," he said suspiciously.
That day, I went back home and tried to see if it was beginner's luck, or if I was genuinely being able to woo these girls. Turns out, it was all natural, because I matched with 3 more ladies and spoke to all of them. I wasn't really interested in them, but I wanted to know if I could do it. I didn't lead them on, and the conversations ended on a civil note.
I texted Jordan telling him about it, and his reply was once again filled with queries. He asked me to meet him again, and I agreed. When I went over to his place, he had invited some other people. "What's happening?" "There's something that you are doing that we can't, and you need to tell us what it is that you're doing." I didn't know I was holding a workshop, but turns out I was. Okay? "Is it true that you spoke to multiple women in a single day?" someone asked.
"Yep."
There were murmurs in the room, and I found it funny.
"So, what am I supposed to do?"
I asked Jordan. "Take one of the boys' phones and see if it works on it too. Because I personally think you're talking to bots, and the app is playing with you."
I laughed. "Okay, bro." I sat and was ready to comply with whatever they wanted me to do. And some part of me was intrigued about my own capabilities.
"Give us all the details."
I chuckled again and took a guy's phone. I swiped on a girl and sent her a hi. We waited for the girl to reply. I don't know what was taking so long for this girl to reply, but I was patient. I could see the boys convincing themselves that I was talking to bots. But I knew that wasn't true. My concerns were diminished when she replied. That shocked the boys, but then Jordan asked me to score a date.
"Are you sure?"
I asked the guy whose phone it was. "I don't want to play around with anyone."
"What do you think dating apps are for?"
"I'm serious," the boys laughed.
"The girls on these apps don't settle for anyone and everyone. They take a lot more than one conversation for a date."
I shook my head because I know I was able to do this. "Will you go or not?" Shane took her phone from me and looked at the girl's profile, and then agreed to go if I was able to get her to, which I knew I could. The conversation between her and I began, and the boys hounded over me like I was going to perform some magic trick. From her pictures, I was able to see that she was a dog lover, so that's what I struck the conversation about. It was a golden retriever puppy, and I told her it was super cute. She gushed about her little baby, and just like that, she kept the chat going.
"Wait. So, you just talked about her dog and she agreed to keep talking?"
I shrugged a shoulder.
"Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about you. How did she agree? How did you know she wanted to talk about her dog?"
There were more questions, but I couldn't answer all of them. I just saw the picture and assumed she wanted to talk about it. They were making a simple observation sound complicated.
"Okay, but how did you know?"
I got nervous because I don't know how I knew. I just did. I just do.
"So you're telling me you just knew she wanted to talk about her dog, and then somehow you made her talk about more things and that landed you a date?"
"Yeah. Isn't that how conversations work?" I wondered. Her pictures had a picture of her with a puppy, so I thought I'd ask. The boys looked very confused, and I probably wasn't helping. "I kind of just know," I decided to settle on. There wasn't any science behind it. I think if you talked more about them than you would about yourself, that would make them wonder about you. It's quite effective, come to think of it. Her pictures had a picture of her with her friends too, so could that work too? I analyzed the situation in my head. No. You don't want her to think you're interested in one of her friends. There was a round of huffs and disappointment in the air.
"How do you know? Like, is there a rule book that we don't have, or..."
"Nope." I thought everyone had the same conversation process as mine. Maybe it made sense for them to take longer to find a date. "I guess you just need to have an instinct for it." I returned Shane's phone to him, and he decided that he'd keep talking to this girl.
"How many girls have shown interest in you?"
he asked.
"All of them."
I'd swiped on their profiles and all of them were a match. The conversations were smooth, and yeah, there were some women that my interest didn't align with, and so I stopped talking to them.
"You're like... psychic," Shane told me,
looking like I had pulled a rabbit out of his phone instead of scoring him a date. I laughed.
"There's no such thing. Maybe it's luck, like you guys said."
They all seemed to disagree with me.
"You knew exactly what to say, and how to say it. You went from talking about a puppy to having dinner on the weekend. That doesn't just happen, Matt.
I guess. I blushed. These boys were making it sound like I was performing some magic trick to force the girls into talking to me.
So, does your head have a little voice that tells you what to talk about, or what the girls want to hear?
The conversation turned real spooky, and it made me question my brain.
No, I just know.
You guys, it's not that deep, I joked. Because it really wasn't. I didn't have a voice in my head that told me anything, and neither was I speaking to bots. It was just instinct.
Psychic, dude,
Jordan concluded. I rolled my eyes and told him I was hungry. Now that they knew that I wasn't speaking to bots and actually had the capability to speak to women, all the boys came up to me one by one and asked me what they should talk about. I didn't mind helping them, so I pointed out a few conversation starters from their pictures. And if not, a compliment can go far. And maybe you won't get a date on the same day, but at least there'll be something. By the end of the night, I was exhausted and wanted a break from the app. In fact, even though the women I had spoken to were great, I still didn't like the idea of not meeting a person face to face. When I told my friends that I gave up on the app, they were disappointed and told me it was a waste of my psychic abilities. Maybe I did have psychic abilities that told me what a woman wanted to hear. Didn't change the fact that I'd rather use the abilities in person than through a phone screen.